Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It's our top local story. Governor Newsom wants to shift the way California deals with homelessness, focusing on cleaning up encampments. In his proposed budget, the governor is asking for $2 billion for immediate and short-term solutions, like tiny homes and temporary shelters.
We talk so often about these 5-10-year supportive housing strategies that costs $600,000-$800,000 a key. Taxpayers are exhausted. You start doing the math on that, there's no way we'll ever afford to get out of this mess.
Governor Newsom says there's nothing compassionate about letting people die in California's streets, but he also concedes these temporary solutions are only a bridge to a more permanent housing solution. Number of COVID positive patients in Los Angeles County hospitals crept closer to 4,000 today. This is health officials continue to urge residents to avoid non-essential activities. The surge is expected to continue over the coming week, fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19. Number of patients in intensive care units in LA County rose to 536. That's an increase of over 200 people in just the last 8 days. Well, some good news regarding COVID-19. Scientists say we could see the number of COVID cases fall quickly in just a few weeks. Ali Mokdad, professor of health metrics sciences at the University of Washington, tells KNX the Omicron variant of COVID is so contagious that it will soon run out of people to infect.
The peak of cases will happen on January 19th, and we will have a faster drop as fast as it went up. But there'll be a difference between states. So, for example, California will peak on January 24th. So there'll be delayed peak by some states. But in general, the trend is going up so fast, coming down so fast.
He says we could see case rates similar to the summer by the end of February. But in the meantime, he says everyone should be wearing a medical grade face mask. LA Unified is being sued by 20 campus police officers. Officers who say they were wrongfully fired or faced termination even though they filed for exemptions to the school district's employee vaccination mandate. Their lawsuit claims the district disregarded out-of-hand exemptions based on religious beliefs. They accuse LA Unified of enforcing their rules to the plaintiff's detriment. The school district did not immediately reply to a request for comment. Catch Omicron? Well, it won't be fun. But there's some new California research suggesting most will recover.
Across the United States, about 730,000 new positive cases each day for Omicron. What is different from Delta is that the vast majority of people are not developing debilitating, life-threatening illnesses.
People that are healthy, that are vaccinated, it's about 4 or 5 days of body aches, fatigue, congestion, sore throat, and often backache.
Dr. Angelique Campin, speaking with KNX News, works in the emergency room at Providence St. Joseph Medical Center.
Doesn't kill you and doesn't require you to be in the hospital.
A study done by Kaiser of 70,000 COVID patients in California did reveal the severity of illness lessened by at least 60% and nobody on a ventilator. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A Northern California family now suing the Roman Catholic Church after their father's lawsuit alleging sexual abuse by a priest was dismissed following his death. The family is suing the Diocese of Oakland under a new state law that allows survivors to collect emotional damages the alleged victim could have claimed had he won his case. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee now confirming the nomination of L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti to be the next U.S. ambassador to India. Garcetti only needs one more vote by a majority of the U.S. Senate to be confirmed to the post. If that happens, City Council President Nuri Martinez would become the acting mayor here in Los Angeles until an interim mayor is appointed by the council or if one is chosen by special election. $300,000 was paid out in rewards last year by the city of L.A., each one connected to information that helps solve a case through the city's Hit and Run Reward Program. According to Crosstown USC, 11 people received a reward last year. They ranged from $1,000 for information about property damage all the way up to $50,000 for a case that resulted in a fatal injury. An FBI informant who assisted in a jailhouse abuse scandal will be awarded $1 million from L.A. County. The settlement, approved by the County Board of Supervisors, part of an agreement in a lawsuit filed by the informant, Anthony Brown. His report helped set off a federal investigation that eventually led to the convictions of nearly two dozen sheriff's officers. Officials, that is, sheriff's officials. The prisoner accused the officials of cruel and unusual punishment after they found out what he was doing. Violent crime increased by nearly 8% last year in the city of Long Beach. According to the Post, it's driven by a spike in serious assaults that included a rise in the number of shootings in the city. Aggravated assaults specifically rose by more than 11%. There were 36 murders, the same as back in 2020. Long Beach police add that there was a slight decrease in property crimes last year.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.